Next time you see a freight train in Texas, you might notice a long line of shiny black tank cars. There's a good chance those tank cars, like these near refineries in Houston, are full of crude oil. Where that oil is coming from and where it's going is at the heart of a major and ongoing change.
This is a total sea change. It is a remarkably positive surprise.
That's Greg Haas, a researcher with Hart Energy, a publisher of oil industry news.
Conducted a study and we just
They're finding that Texas and a few other states are now producing so much more crude that far less needs to be imported from foreign countries. Nationwide, imports of one grade of crude in particular, light sweet crude, have dropped nearly in half in the past 5 years.
Light and sweet means it's clear and it's light, it's very light, almost like a vegetable oil.
So much of that domestic light crude is now flowing to the massive refineries along the Gulf Coast that Haas says that in the next couple of years, those refineries might not need a drop of imported light crude to make gasoline and other petro products. And oil from Texas is cheaper than from foreign countries like Nigeria.
These new supplies coming to this marketplace in such a rapid manner is really driving prices down, which is a benefit to every driver and every fuel user in the country.
But before you start thinking this means the United States is becoming truly energy independent, there's more to the story.
This idea of energy independence because we're developing things here in the United States, just it doesn't go very far.
Matthew Tejada with the anti-pollution group Air Alliance Houston is talking about the flip side of importing less light crude. It means Gulf Coast refineries are now importing more heavy crude, according to federal data. Why would that be? Heavy crude is what Gulf Coast refineries specialize in processing. Many are designed for it and can't simply switch to processing the light crude. To run smoothly, refineries have to balance the two types. So to process all that domestic light crude means having to import more of the heavy crude. Heavy crude is considered dirtier. It takes more processing to remove pollutants like sulfur. Over time, refineries may make expensive changes to their equipment so they can process more of the lighter, cleaner crude, because it's only expected to become even more plentiful. It's arriving by pipelines that are currently being expanded and by rail. Railroad companies are spending millions in Texas on new rail yards and tank cars to get the light crude from oil fields in South and West Texas to the refineries along the coast. On top of that, more crude is expected to start coming from wells out in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, energy researcher Greg Haas.
So when those two combine, we're going to have a real glut of Gulf Coast crude.
A glut of oil from right here at home. Some would say that's not a bad problem to have. But the Air Alliance's Tejada says it may be a problem nonetheless.
But it's absolutely going to be a problem. You can't just keep loading things into a system that's already at capacity and expect for it all to run efficiently and for us to not start creating some real bottlenecks.
Tejada is concerned that while great for the local economies, the soaring volume of crude produced in Texas will mean challenges to rail, pipeline, and highway systems as the crude is shipped and processed. Things that have a bearing on the environment, and which could mean the way to less dependence on foreign oil will come at a cost to Texas. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.